Good morning and welcome to Word on One Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Oh, it's always nice to see you too, Jonathan.
We have something old and something newish.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're not talking about you and I.
Exactly so. Ow.
Oh.
We know who's old, and that would be moi. Well, let's talk about a wine that is from one of the most famous years in all of Italian winemaking, which is 1997, which for Tuscany, and from what I understand, almost all of Italy, was a banner year. Is that correct?
It was a good vintage,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, people talk about this a lot. Mm-hmm. This was a 1997 Chianti Classico Riserva from Tirreno, and 90% Sangiovese, 10% Cabernet, and various other grapes that
Cab
you
Merlot,
use.
Cab Merlot, Canaiolo. Right,
exactly so, to blend out your fabulous Riserva Chianti Classico. Now, this was a wine that accidentally came on the market because it was lost.
The sales rep was telling us the story that he had gone to New York for a meeting of the company that he represents, which is Vinifera, walking through the warehouse just to see what was what, and found several cases of this wine that the importer had just sort of forgotten about, either forgotten about, got lost, one or the other. And he said, hey, can I sell this? And
he
the
said,
answer
sure.
was yes.
Well, apparently we're talking about a warehouse that's a city block. So
right.
It's not hard for a couple of cases of Chianti to just disappear.
Right. And this wine sold very well when it was released the first time. And now you have pre-aged Chianti Classico.
Exactly. This was all sanded down into a beautiful homogenization
Sangiovese,
I thought.
Deep, briary, a little bit of spiciness.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to cost you $50 a bottle. Special occasion, perhaps. But if you would like to take advantage of the opportunity to taste something that's already has a little bit of age on it,
mm-hmm.
this is a good chance. And those chances don't come around all the time.
Our next one is the 2009 Brigaldara Il Vegro Valpolicella Classico Superiore. And Brigaldara is the producer. Il Vegro is the name of the wine. And this was a ripasso, which means that the grapes rested on the lees while they were fermenting.
It gives you a deeper and more concentrated flavor.
This had chocolate. This had pepper on the mouth. This really had beautiful tannins. It dried out your mouth like a vacuum cleaner. It was very exciting. A $38 bottle of wine. I love wines from Valpolicella. They're sort of light, but they have some punch.
Right. And when it's ripasso, it's not quite as light.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely wine. I mean, you could give this a little bit of time, too. And as you said, those tannins were really active right now, but they would mellow a little bit over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a nice wine to put down for maybe 5, 6 years, 7 years. So the 2009 Brigaldara Il Vegro Valpolicella Classico Superiore. Two nice wines from Italy this fine morning. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.